WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Demonstrations taking place outside the Education Department today after President Trump yesterday moved forward with plans to close the agency, directing the Secretary of Education to close down facilities. The president, talking to reporters in the Oval Office, says Health and Human Services will handle special needs and nutritional programs, and the Small Business Administration would handle student loans, saying there should not be any disruptions.
All we have to do is get the students to get guidance from the people that love them and cherish them, including their parents, by the way, who'll be totally involved in their education along with the boards.
Only Congress can approve the closing of the DOE. The Texas measles outbreak growing with each week. Health officials in the state say 30 more cases now confirmed since Tuesday. Total infections, total 309. In London, officials at Heathrow Airport say some flights will resume later today following a fire near the airport that knocked out power and closed facilities. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Social Security says that more than 3 million deaths are reported to the Social Security Administration each year, and explains that the agency's records are highly accurate. Of these millions of death reports received each year, less than 1/3 of 1% are erroneously reported deaths that need to be corrected. Deaths are reported to Social Security primarily from the states, but also from other sources, including family members, funeral homes, federal agencies, and financial institutions. In a 2008 audit report, the IG noted that SSA receives most death reports from funeral homes or friends and relatives of the deceased. SSA considers such first-party death reports to be verified and immediately posts them to the Death Master file. Instances when a person is erroneously reported as deceased to Social Security can be devastating to the individual spouse and dependent children. Benefits are stopped in the short term, which can cause financial hardship, until fixed and benefits restored, and the process to prove an erroneous death will always seem too long and challenging. If a person suspects that they have been incorrectly listed as deceased on their Social Security record, they should contact their local Social Security office as soon as possible. They can locate their nearest Social Security office at ssa.gov/agency/contact. They should be prepared to bring at least one piece of current original form of identification. Social Security takes immediate action to correct its records, and the agency can provide a letter that the error has been corrected that can be shared with other organizations, agencies, and employers. For additional information, visit What to Do When Someone Dies.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the low 50s. But as a front passes through tonight, it'll spark up some spotty showers and a few flurries. And it drops us cold. But with plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will still reach the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will discuss if the Trump administration is defying court orders or just being cute. Plus, did the administration commit fraud and mass firings at the IRS? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba here in beautiful Richland Center with Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer back at the headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. It is the 21st of March, TGIF. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here. Mr. Zommer, glad to have you along. We are, while the studio back home gets a little redo, we are pleased to be here on the road, beautiful WRCE, WRCO, where it all began for me. Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And pleased to be joined this half hour by my friend, my colleague here at WRCO for a long time. And now, of course, since Civic Media bought WRCO, WRCE a while back, Mr. Philip Nee. How are you, Phil?
Hello, Todd. Good afternoon.
It's great to be here. Mr. Zommers, how are things going on? How are things doing back home? How is the redo? I feel like we should have made this into like a home improvement thing and done a whole series on it.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a good idea. But I don't want to turn the camera and show everybody on the stream. But to be fair, there's not much more to show as the progress has all been under the hood, as it were.
Wiring.
Yes, all that good stuff. Installing equipment, wiring, things like that. But
all right.
It's going to take a little longer than initially anticipated because, as it turns out, you can't predict everything that's going to happen when you start a major project.
Good things come to those who wait. That's what I've been told. All right. Thank you, Mr. Zommers. We'll check in with you a little bit later. Ms. Zommers will have his board game of the week a little bit later. Also in this hour, we have my former boss, former Republican Congressman Scott Klug, will be in with one of his weekly editorials from a political orphan, his take on the upcoming spring election. So we'll look forward to hearing that from Scott. In hour number two, we have the what's worse today involving extended warranties or extended family. So, you know, we'll debate that a little bit and talk about that. And of course, a little bit later this hour, we'll look at the daily news headlines. As always, lots going on in Washington and Madison. But as we said, first joined by Phil Nee, general manager of WRCO, WRCE, also the host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night from 6 until midnight on the FM side, 100.9 here in Richland Center. And for those listening across the state, if you want to listen to one of the best still live call-in programs, where yes, not only does Phil use sometimes CDs, but occasionally vinyl, tune in on the Civic Media app. Phil, how are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for the introduction. Always an honor to be on your show.
Well, an honor to have you here. It truly is coming home. I got to see Mom a little bit last night and hang out with you guys. And even though we're in a different building, when I started here in 87, and Phil, you started what, a year before me?
86, so, yeah. Yes.
We were at the old original station down by the river, not in a van, down by the river, but it got flooded out, and now you're up here.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, those were some good days back then. Yeah. And the old studio, if anybody has ever seen the movie American Graffiti, where the guy drives toward the outskirts of town to give this request to Wolfman Jack, who's all alone in this little white building at the edge of town. That's what our old station looked like.
It was built as a radio station.
Yes, it was.
One of the few left.
And the doors on, like, the control room where we broadcast most of the time, it said, control room, no admittance. Right. You know, it had all these warnings, you know.
the old bulb, like the transmitter, like you had to warm them up and everything in the morning. So
absolutely, yeah. We had to, and I remember the first transmitter that I was around, it was a backup. It took up about half the room.
Yeah.
And then the one that we used at the time, about, you know, a little bit less than that. And then by the time we moved, you know, it basically goes in a rack. It's got two handles and you can put it in a rack, you know, that's the way they look now. But, you know, times have changed, that's for sure. A lot more efficient now, too.
Efficient, but I don't know. I feel very fortunate that I was able to learn from people like you and Ron Fruit, the former owner of this station, from you guys, and be around at that time, because I don't know. I think some of the, I don't know, maybe I'm just nostalgic, but for me, some of the magic is just lost when it goes into a rack instead of these big bulbs and everything, you know.
It was a lot different, and I think that, and nothing taking away from people that broadcast today, because we have a lot more things at our fingertips, but mm-hmm. when you had to splice a tape right. for a sound bite, you know, you actually had to slice a tape and put a piece of, basically, for lack of a better term, like scotch tape on the backside to put tape together, and your commercial were all on cartridges that looked like 8-track tapes. Mm-hmm. And each commercial that you heard, we'd have to put into the tape deck and manually start them. And then all of the music was on records. And reel-to-reel tapes, also we played some programs off of there. And I say, if you could broadcast back then and sound good, it should be really easy today.
It should be, but for guys like me, the computer stuff is as foreign to me now sometimes as take somebody younger like Zomers and put him back in that era then. I mean, it's just right. It's different technology, I guess, or more technology, but
it's fun. I talked to our engineer Drew Smith about this, but I would love to set up an old studio and just for one day just go back and broadcast the way it used to be.
That would be amazing. See, I would feel very comfortable. I know exactly what to do here.
No training.
Right. I don't have any computers to use. I can just, I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. Tell folks, I know we talked about it before, but for listeners that might not have heard you on the show before, tell folks a little bit about Those Were the Days, because for me, Phil, this is still just one of the best programs in radio in Wisconsin. And I know now with the web and the Civic Media app, you have listeners from not only across Wisconsin, but across the United States.
Yeah, we really do, which is fortunate, you know. And I say we're kind of a last of a dying breed, you know. I have people call from time to time to request a song. Yeah, I said they can text, but it's nice to hear their voices, you know, and they'll call up and they'll be like, oh, you really are there. Oh, there is really somebody there. You know, it's unheard of to have actually a body in a building during a weekend night. And that's certainly the case. I know Max Inc. does their shows live.
Yep.
We might be the last two in Wisconsin that actually have live radio shows on Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And people can call up, request. You have trivia going on as well. And it's from 6 until midnight. And you guys have just a lot of fun as well.
Oh, we do. Lots of fun and trivia and sound bites. And I'm really amazed at the number of younger people like high school, college age that check in. And there's you mentioned vinyl. There's a real bunch of vinyl collectors out there in the area that are young people. It just really impresses me that some of that classic music's going to live on for another generation or two.
What, correct me if I'm wrong, because I used to come down on Saturday nights and be the record puller, for lack of a better term, or phone answerer.
You pulled some things. I don't know if it was always records.
Jokes and tricks. But when you started the show back in the late 80s, you'd say, call in and request songs from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
Right, right.
And that's what was considered oldies.
Our cutoff was 1974 when I first started. And those songs would have been 12 years old, you know, when we first started. You know. So now, the newest song I play is from 1995. So that's 30 years ago.
I know. But I mean, to me, I hear some of those songs. I'm like, well, that wasn't that long ago.
Right, right.
I'm like, holy crap.
And eventually it'll be the entire 90s. But people, the reason there's so many songs to play from that first 40 years of rock and roll. You know, why keep extending it? You know, it seems like we'll do what we can, but we'll eventually go through 99 and then we'll probably stop there. You know, we get into Britney Spears and things like that. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure that's what qualified only.
Well, it doesn't really mix really well with something else. You know?
I feel like, the younger generation, at least myself, can definitely recognize that there is something magical that's lost in the digital world. Like now, if you screw something up, okay, you just redo it because it's easy. You just click delete and then click record. And so it was a different type of excellence that you had to strive to when it was a huge pain in the butt comparatively to record anything and edit it together. Or to, you know, do the performance of radio, which now is largely automated.
Phil, that's a great, and Phil, you remember when we would do commercials, sometimes the music or the background music would be on a vinyl, and you would have sound effects that might be on a cart or something, and it was being recorded on a reel-to-reel. So you'd start the record, then you'd hit the vinyl, and then you'd start talking, and then you'd hit the cart for the sound effect at the same time, you know, and you got one take, and if you didn't do it right, to Zahmer's point, you had to start all over.
Yep, it was all in real time, that's for sure. And you might get all the way, it's a 60-second commercial, you'll get to 57 seconds and mess up the last word.
855-752-4842, let's go to the phone lines. Whistler from here in Richland Center is on the phone line. Whistler, always appreciate your listenership. What have you got for us today?
Hey, quick fact. Back when that building that you guys are inside of was built, I did the original material takeoff for it for Wisconsin Gas.
Oh,
back in the late 70s.
Okay. So you were,
the building that the United Building Center.
Oh, that's interesting. That's great. No, so the building we're in now is a higher ground, and it's a newer building. So you actually helped build this Whistler.
Well, I did the original material takeoff for Bill and Dave, the two guys that were under contract with Wisconsin Gas, two local carpenters, contractors. Mm-hmm. And it was a time when UBC was in transition.
Yeah.
Going from... Yeah. UBC to Fish.
Okay, UBC to Fish. I remember those days. Yeah.
And all the dollars at $32,000.
$32,000 would buy you a garage door today.
Hey, I hear you.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Whistler. Thanks for listening to us on WRCE right here at Richland Center. And I think, Phil, as I go around the state, you hear people like that who are involved in building some of these great stations or facilities that we have all over the state.
Indeed. Yes. And this, he was correct. It was Wisconsin Gas. It was actually a part of the Richland Hospital as well. And then Ron Fruit, our previous owner, bought this and converted it because we had been flooded out at the previous location. We had the 100-year flood 8 months apart. I think we had two of them, and within 8 months, it was kind of like time to move. And I've always said, water gets up this high, we're all in trouble. We better build an ark or something.
Well, this explains a lot because Phil has a hospital bed in his office. Now I know why.
Just about need to sometimes.
Right? Yeah, he works so much. You're here all the time. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You and Chad Holmes up at WXCO in Wausau, to me, you're the two hardest working people in Civic. Because not only do you do morning, like early morning, you sign on and do music shifts, then you have talk show, then you go back to the music shift, then you go, and just for the fun of it, 3 hours doing a high school game every night. I mean, this is the epitome of community radio.
Well, if you find something you love, you never work a day in your life. Someone once said that, and that is true. People will say, oh, you work a lot of hours. It's not, I get to go to work. I don't have to go to work.
Spring sports coming up. I know it's kind of a transition. Girls, or pardon me, boys basketball state tournament in Madison this weekend. And then already I see kids are getting ready for softball and baseball and track.
There are two indoor meets in our area today. There's one at UW-Platteville and then two meets tomorrow at UW-La Crosse. And I'm sure there are more across the state. They're indoor track meets to start. But we do have a softball matchup tomorrow in the great outdoors. It's I think it's only a scrimmage.
Okay.
So we're transitioning from high school winter sports to spring sports.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more with Phil Nee, find out what's happening here in the Richland Center area. And we'll compare our brackets. Speaking of, Wisconsin got a big win yesterday. We'll talk about that. We are on location at WRCE in Richland Center, the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems, including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You know that it would be untrue.
Always down to take your request. Ringing the magic cowbell to give you an award prize and trivia. It's Phil Nee every Saturday night from 6 until midnight. Those were the days. Great songs like that. By request, if you don't live in Southwest Wisconsin and listen to 100.9 FM, you can catch him on the Civic Media app. Just download the app to your Apple or iPhone or Android device and then go to WRCO on the Civic Media app. That's a great tune right there.
The Doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my all-time favorite, I think.
Really?
Right, yeah. There. Yeah, it's got a lot of things going on.
Speaking of flashbacks here, Phil Nee, WRCO's general manager, also the host, as we said, those were the days. One thing that I think Richland Center, or a lot of things I'm proud of here, but one of the really cool things is Richland Center has the distinction of being one of the few places that still has an outdoor theater.
Right, exactly right. I always say, okay, we have an outdoor theater, we have a indoor theater, we have a bowling alley, we have a roller skating rink, all unique things, and hopefully people that are listening across the state maybe will make their way here sometime some weekend. But speaking of the outdoor, Starlight 14, they're not showing a movie yet this weekend. They probably will. Tony's pretty crazy. He's probably going to be showing one before too long. But they are going to have their concession stand open tomorrow, kind of as a trial run between 4 and 7 for people to stop by and get some goodies. And they have, hamburgers right on the grill. And
that's awesome.
Good stuff. So that'll be an opportunity tomorrow.
Well, I think if management's listening, I think really it should be put in your expenditure. You know, as a matter of community, you should go down and check out the menu.
I think I probably will. Sure it's fit to eat.
So. Kind of the test guinea pig.
I don't mind, but no. They show some really great movies there too, and in the great outdoors, nothing like it.
But really, if you have not experienced it before, just check it out at Starlight 14 and come on up. And as Phil said, you can, once it gets a little warmer, enjoy the great outdoors. The movies up there, and the cool thing is, this isn't most of the time they are our current movies. You don't have to wait a long time. You can see the current movies right here.
I know. Back in the day, you'd hear about a movie, and then in the small towns, 6 months later, it might make the way to your small town. Right. Anymore, they have first run movies, and this weekend is kind of like a throwback, Todd, to 1938, because they have Snow White and a Looney Tunes movie, and they're both brand new movies that are out. But it could be 1938.
Yeah, Phil, we have an office pool here. The NCAA tournament is underway. You are one of the co-defending champions of the Civic Media NCAA pool. Rachel, you and our sales director, Chris Morrow, tied last year, and I'm trying to make a comeback. I got the Drake, the big upset Drake. Ooh. over Missouri. I did call
good.
That one.
Good.
And I had McNeese over Clemson, and then I changed it at the last minute back to Clemson. Terrible. Ooh. Mistake.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that not you're not doing too badly, though. No. How far did you pick the Badgers to go?
Well, thank you so very much for asking. My heart went there, and I put them in the Final Four.
Yeah, okay.
I've got Wisconsin versus Tennessee, with Tennessee winning, and then I've got Michigan State, St. John's, Michigan State winning, and I've got Michigan State over Tennessee.
Wow.
For a national championship.
Going for the Big Ten then, yeah. Right?
Yeah. You remember? You don't have yours in front of you.
But. I don't have it in front of me. I think I've got Duke going most of the way.
How far have you got the Badgers taking on?
The Badgers, no, I think I have the Badgers through 8.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll see.
I am Marquette bowing out tonight.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. They're not playing their best ball at the end of the season. And they don't have – Mike Clemens was on with me this morning. And Marquette just doesn't have a real deep bench.
No.
That's been kind of their problem. They got a really good
– That Gold kid, he's really good.
Oh, absolutely.
But well, good luck to Marquette tonight and Shaka Smart. Hopefully they could get a win over Rick Pitino's kid, who used to be at Minnesota, is the coach at New Mexico now.
Richard Pitino, yes.
They play at 6:25 tonight. And also tonight, Phil, a shout-out to the Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team. They are playing their first game against the evil Minnesota Golden Gophers in the Frozen Four at 7:30, and Mark Johnson once again named Coach of the Year,
as he should be every year. Right. They just have just such a tremendous program, don't they?
All he does is win.
Yeah,
7 national championships. He could have 8 by Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
see. Very likely will.
So looking forward to that. Of course, the Badger men's basketball team got their win yesterday over Montana. They play next on Saturday against BYU at 6:45 at a game that can be heard on WRCE. Also in Wisconsin Rapids and Amory, but over the air only. The NCAA doesn't let us stream it.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, that's a no-no. But I think it's going to be a great game. I saw BYU's win yesterday. I watched it after the Badgers. It could be a shootout.
It really could be. Some of those BYU kids, they are great shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little nervous, but we'll see.
Yeah, but hopefully it doesn't ruin your bracket.
No, that's probably already ruined. But good luck to all those bracket people out there. Phil, I got to tell you, you grew up on a farm. My grandparents were dairy farmers. Back in the day, my grandma on the farm, she had a woodchuck she couldn't get rid of. And I am not a great shot with either a rifle or a .22, but one of the best shots of my life was with a .22 on a clapboard fence across the barnyard. I'm not making this up. 50 yards,
wow.
One shot, I took out a groundhog.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was the best shot of my life.
Otherwise, I can imagine you like the kid on Christmas Story with his Daisy, or his Red Ryder BB gun.
That's probably safer. Now, I'm back home at Richland Center. Mom lives in town, and she has a groundhog under the deck.
Ooh.
And she's taken a picture of it as proof now. And she goes, well, he looks pretty skinny. I think if you put a trap out there and an app. Well, Phil, have you ever taken out a groundhog?
No, I have not. I don't, you know, back on the farm, they were a real nuisance because they would dig holes like in your fields and things like that. They will climb trees, too. We had that subject some years ago. People are like, no, they can't. But then people started sending pictures. If a dog or something chases them, they will climb a tree.
It's hard
to believe, but
groundhog of a tree.
I was thinking, you know, you could put some cheese balls and you know, some Cheetos and Doritos, and you know, maybe lure him out. Then all of the staff from WRCO might move under your mom's porch. You never know.
This is serious stuff. I got somehow to get a figure. If you know how to capture a groundhog, 855-752-4842. Because I don't want to. I can't use a .22 in town.
No, you probably couldn't.
No.
Isn't there like an animal control person that you can call?
I don't
or something?
Know, but it seems like I should be able to take care of a groundhog on my own, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I'm glad it wasn't a beaver because I have no idea how to get rid of those. So I mean, at least on the groundhog, maybe I'll have. I mean, but I feel like if I take out the groundhog, we may get 7 weeks of or 7 more weeks of winter. In Richland Center.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's ducking out because he didn't live up to his prediction. There.
Maybe.
But there are some live traps, I believe, that you can get.
And I'm not sure what the best bait would be. Maybe an apple.
Lure him in there and then take him out in the country, let him loose, and then he'll probably move back to your mom's.
Oh, that's probably true.
You know, in a week
travel.
Or so.
Phil, you can hear him every Saturday night from 6 until midnight on Those Were the Days. And, of course, here at WRCO. Phil, my friend, always great to catch up.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
It's the best part of my day.
Keep up the good work.
Well, you too, my friend. Phil, everybody, come on back. We'll talk a little news for you here on the Town Hall Ball Show. We're live on location on Richland Center's WRCE on Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The spring flush is here for the dairy industry, but what can we expect through the rest of the season? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Matt Tranel, a dairy market specialist with EverAg, is here to tell us what we can expect as spring continues.
Absolutely. I mean, there is still a little bit of the seasonal spring flush, maybe not as big as what it used to be due to more and more cows being in barns and whatnot. But ultimately, there's a lot of cows in Texas and Colorado and California that are still open to the elements, and those cows will undoubtedly feel a little bit better about their conditions as we roll into these spring months. So, yeah, I expect some more production out of cows in different areas as well.
As Tranel says, the spring flush is a bit less than what it used to be. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Friday. It's looking to be a tough Friday as cash corn is down 6 1/4 at 462 3/4, with new crop corn down 2 1/4 at 450 3/4. Cash soybeans are down 7 1/2 at 1005 1/2, with new crop soybeans down 5 1/2 at 1004 3/4. May wheat contracts are down 2 at 555 1/4, with July wheat down 1 3/4 at 571 3/4. Class 3 milk has also seen some losses as April contracts are down 12 cents at 1681 a hundredweight, and May contracts are down 17 cents at 1701 a hundredweight. With the look at your midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the low 50s. But as a front passes through tonight, it'll spark up some spotty showers and a few flurries. And it drops us cold. But with plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will still reach the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind, you live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little bit of a spring break,
But we got a very special best of episode for you. And look forward to John and Gordy in the seat for the Maggie Dawn Show next week.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Whatever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location, WRCE, in Richland Central, Wisconsin. Many thanks to my friend and co-worker, Mr. Filney, the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, one of our great civic media stations here in southwest Wisconsin. And Zomers, that's one of these things that I love, being on the road and being able to set up, whether it's here, whether it's WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WGBW over in Green Bay, WXCO in Wausau. The list goes on and on. There are so many great folks that are our co-workers here, and to find out how they are working in their community to bring local news to their community, that's really the main vision of civic media, is to be a local news station.
Absolutely. And you know, people always say you should vote for the person you want to have a beer with as president. Some people say that. Yes. But I feel like all the people at Civic Media are the people I want to have a beer with. Like they all seem like the exact person you want as your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're great neighbors all across the state of Wisconsin. And that's what makes it so enjoyable. So many thanks to Phil for letting us do the show here for a couple of days, and also for coming on the radio. I will get to a couple of serious news headlines here in a minute, but I want to just continue on this tangent, if we can, for a moment, because I brought up during the break there that back here in Richland, back at home in Richland Center, Mom lives here. And my task after the show this afternoon is to figure out how to take out a groundhog, because she has had a groundhog living under her back deck at least 5 years now. And we didn't really see it last year. And she thought, well, maybe the thing died or got hit by a car or whatever. Just, well, now here this spring, the groundhog has made a reappearance. There is fresh dirt torn up around the under part of the deck. And she took a picture of it just to make sure that I didn't think she was crazy. And then she goes, well, he looks pretty skinny. I think if you put a live trap out there and some food, I think we can get him. So I'm asking you, the wonderful audience of the show, what do you recommend how to get rid of a groundhog? And look, if I can live trap him and get him out of here alive and take him into the country, I'll do that. But one way or the other, this guy's got to go. So now, if you want to call in with ideas and how to get rid of a groundhog, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Diane, listening on WMDX in Madison, says the way to capture him or her is with corn. All right. That's I go ahead and go down and chest feed and seed here in town, get some corn, put in the live trap. What else we have here? We have Dave in New. He just called in something else. Zomers took care of that. Helen, here's Helen in Wanakee listening on WMDX, says, I had a groundhog digging a hole at the foundation, had a pest control man with a live trap, and got him in a couple of days. They do a lot of damage. You're absolutely right about this. I mean, they're cute, right, to look at in the yard. But boy, these things, they're huge rodents and can do a lot of damage. Tyler, listening up in WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, Tyler says, find his, this is fantastic, find his burrow, Tyler says, scatter some frozen peas around the entrance. And when he comes out to take a pee, you yank him on the noggin.
I love the way that's worded.
That's fantastic. Very good. I appreciate that, Tyler. Here's another one from Wanakee. Again, frozen peas. All right. Very good. What else do you have? Scott in Madison listening on WMDX says, I've had groundhogs on my property before. They always come in a male and female. So you catch and release. Make sure you put it in the same place. So you're telling me I got a pair? You're telling me I have to deal with a pair of groundhogs?
A whole family.
Oh, for goodness sakes. All right, 855-752-4842. We have Mark in Prayer to Sack on the line. Mark, any ideas how to get rid of a groundhog?
Yeah, life trap would probably work. I mean, then, and you just have to monitor to see if you got another one there. But, you know, you can bait it with it, whatever you can. Probably go to that and see what the most popular thing to bait them with is and transport them someplace else. I hesitate to say that, you know, there's some people that do eat groundhogs that, that they taste probably like, a lot like rabbit. I used to eat a lot of rabbits when I was a kid. You know, I'd go rabbit hunting and because they're purely vegetarian. But yeah, you could live trap and transport it to the country where it actually would be happy. I remember when I worked at the oil refinery, the groundhogs were digging through the dikes all the time that are around the oil tanks there in Superior. Yeah, they would tunnel right through the things. That and sometimes leading to collapse of the dikes that they put up around there, if they got deep enough. That anyway, but that's what you could do is live trap it and haul it someplace else.
All right. Well, I appreciate the info. We'll check it out, Mark. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Here's a listener on WCFW, the tap up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, says groundhogs love cantaloupe. Really, cantaloupe says live trap, wear gloves and tarp it when you transport it. All right, very good. 855-752-4842. Bev, listening here in WRCE in Richland Center. Bev, what do you have for me? Any ideas on how to get rid of this groundhog?
Yeah, it's kind of indelicate, Todd, but we had a groundhog digging around the foundation, and Bill went out every night for about a week and peed in his hole, and he was gone.
Really? Just urinate in the hole, and that'll drive them away.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, wait, but you got to be careful because I don't want a rodent with large front teeth taking me on in that situation. If you understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
But so you have to kind of be careful and make sure that somebody. I don't know if you gotta. But I never heard of that. So, well, I guess, I mean, it makes sense because, right, if you, there's products you could buy with certain animal urine that are supposed to keep deer away from gardens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we use coyote urine around the garden.
Really? All right. Well, this is a new, all right. I trust you, Bev. I trust you. I may have a couple of beers and then after dark go out and take a leak in the yard and see if I end up on the ritual.
Yeah,
if I end up in the,
when you go out.
Right. If I end up in the Richland County jail, you know something went horribly, horribly wrong.
I'll speak for you, Todd.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bev. Thank you so much. Have a great day. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Whizzler back on the line from WRCE here, Richland Center. Whizzler, what else do you have for us?
Hey, my next door neighbor used to be a county clerk. He traps them in a live trap and then takes them out across the river and lets them loose.
Really? All right. That's good. See, I'm getting all kinds of great information. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Whizzler. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What else do we have here? Dwight listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Dwight, thanks for calling in. What do you have to say about how to get rid of a groundhog?
My idea of being a country boy is that you go ahead and take a hose and fill the hole up with water.
All right. Well, see I thought of, but the problem is the groundhog has made his or her den right next to the foundation of the house. I'm like, well, I don't want to have water be soaking into the foundation. Do you think that's all right or not?
I think it'd be all right.
Okay. All right. A hose and try to just flush them out that way. All right. I appreciate it, Dwight. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your listenership. 855-752-4842. Brian, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Brian, thanks for calling in. Ideas on how to get rid of a groundhog.
Yeah, we had that problem all the time with rodents on our 3-acre property in Kenosha with groundhogs and everything else, gophers and all that. And we would always use smoke bombs, and you would just put one, you know, down in the hole and then cover up all the other holes and smoke them on out, you know.
Literally smoke them out.
You can buy these things.
Really?
Yeah.
Like not just fireworks, but literally smoke bombs.
It's like a smoke bomb. It kind of looks like a little booming, you know, grenade type of thing. You just light it, put it down the hole, cover it up with a rock, and then it just smoke them out.
Yeah. And that'll keep, but what, after the smoke dissipates and stuff, is it going to come back or is that going to scare him away?
Usually it scared him away.
All right.
That's what we did for years.
For yeah. years. But see, that's the point. That I got to keep smoke. I got to keep smoking the groundhog. I think there may be a euphemism there somewhere. I'm not sure. But anyway, I appreciate you calling. Thank you, Mark. 855-752-4842. This may be Zomer's my favorite segment of the week, and it just happened organically. How do you get rid of a groundhog from out from under the house? Here's Tom listening in Florida on the text line, says, soak some rags in bleach. Set them around where the groundhogs are. The smell is so unpleasant, they will leave. Well, now that may be safer for keeping me out of jail than taking a leak in the hole. That may be the better plan of action there. So bleach. All right. If anybody else has anything, 855-752-4842. We have Max listening on WMDX in Madison. Max, how can you help me get rid of a groundhog?
I've trapped a few of them in my yard here. I always use lettuce. And they come right to it, right in the live trap, haul them off. So you got to take them like 10 miles away to let them go, right, because they'll find their way back. But wow, lettuce works just fine. And I think the cantaloupe would work really good, too. So you had another caller calling. I thought that worked really good. But
all right. Well, this is great because you have experience doing this. You've actually used lettuce and it's worked.
I have. Yep.
All right.
So
I appreciate it. Thanks for the tip. I appreciate it, Max. 855-752-4842. We have Lyle listening in the town of Sun Prairie, listening via WMDX. Beautiful Sun Prairie. Lyle, how can you help? What advice do you have for me now to get rid of a live groundhog?
Well, you got some pretty good suggestions here, but if you don't want to urinate in the hole, you can try mothballs and scatter them around, but you got to make sure that you get all of the holes.
All right.
And that works good as a repellent, but you got to be careful because you may drive them to make a hole someplace else on your property.
See, now that's a great point. Good.
So you're just pushing them off. Lettuce works, but you probably need to be replaced every day if you're having a hard time, where cabbage is a little bit more substantial.
Oh, all right.
So and any greens or fruit like that.
Okay.
And then I live trap them, but then we live in the country. I dispatch them in a live trap.
Okay. All right.
If you transfer them to another property, they've probably already got enough animals that can support it. And it's a death sentence to either that groundhog or another one.
Right, right.
So they're going to starve because the capacity is there.
Right. Well, that's why I want to be humane about it. That's why I thought the live trap. But I think that's a great point. If you take it into a place that's not going to survive, I mean, that's less humane than just, you know, taking care of them.
Right. I think it's more humane to dispatch it.
Yeah.
And then finally, if you get out during the summertime, there's almost no bait that's going to work because everything is green and there's food all around.
That's a great point.
So you can try all sorts of different baits. So the most success I've had is trapping them right in the garden. What I do is I put about 15 or 20 seeds for some bush green beans, set the trap on top of it, and the sprouts come up in about 10 days, and that's your bait.
Now, see, that's great.
And,
green bean seeds. And then they sprout, those fresh young seeds are sweet. The groundhog probably smells it and is attracted, right?
Right. And then they grow right up through the mesh in the live trap.
That's fantastic. I appreciate it. That's great great insight.
And the other thing that, you know, even though I live in the country and I've got other traps, I always use a live trap because I don't want to trap any neighboring dogs or cats.
Right. Yeah. No, you gotta be careful.
You always have to be careful.
Yep. Well, I appreciate it. Obviously, you've done this before, and I appreciate the insight, Lyle. Thank you so much. Appreciate all the replies. This is great, Zomers. I think now I'm ready to go this afternoon. I think thanks to all of our listeners. If I can't live trap, but I'm just gonna drink and pee in the yard.
News you can use, Todd. News you can use.
This is my favorite segment of the week, by the way. Stay tuned. Scott Klug will be here on the other side with his take as a political orphan on the upcoming April 1st election. It's the All Balls Show from Richland Center here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Winter is out and winning is in. It's our break in the spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along here on a Friday TGIF. This is great. My favorite segment, it was not planned, but Phil and I were talking earlier that now I'm in Richland Center today, and after the show this afternoon, Mom wants me to figure out how to get rid of a groundhog that has made his home underneath her back deck. And lots of great calls and texts about this. We have one more call. We're up against the clock here, but let's go back to the phone line, 855-752-4842. And to go to Milwaukee, is that right? We have Mr. Zomers?
Brian in Milwaukee.
All right, Brian in Milwaukee. Brian, you have. If you make it quick, please, one more thing, please.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, dress up in a, you know, black suit, top hat, wrap on the, you know, back deck a few times. Yank that groundhog out if it sees its shadow or not, and then give it a plane ticket to Florida.
Exactly. That's one way. Mm-hmm. But see, I feel like that he's already, you know, back in February, he already had his day. So I think it's too close to February to know that. But I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Zomers, we had one of our viewers on YouTube also watching here with a suggestion. Let's put that up. Bill, watching on YouTube, says, put a radio near the opening with the Todd Allball Show blaring in the background. Works every time.
You know, well, I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah, driving away groundhogs, one groundhog at a time. All right, 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Our old friend Scott Klug, former Republican congressman from the 2nd District in South Central Wisconsin, including Madison, back in the 90s, finds himself these days a political orphan and being frustrated with both parties. Our ongoing, continuing Friday series where Scott stops by with his take from a political orphan.
those of us who sometimes feel lost in the middle, time for our weekly commentary from political orphan, former Congressman Scott Kluk.
Ballot drop boxes seems like a simple, straightforward election reform. You don't have to schlep into a county office to return your absentee ballot. Just deposit it in a box outside your local city hall or even a nearby fire station. But in Wisconsin, we've managed to turn this into one more partisan bar fight, headlined by two contradictory state Supreme Court rulings. First, in 2022, the conservative Supreme Court ruled that drop boxes were illegal. And then last summer, 2 years later, a new Supreme Court ruled they were legal. The only thing that changed was the composition of the court, which now bends left. Confused? Well, it gets even more confusing because there are no state guidelines in place. 1,800 local unelected officials get to play the grand vizier. Each one of them, based on a whim, establishes rules for their own communities. In some jurisdictions, voters never saw a box. In others, you tripped over them, available on every random street corner. Now, all this confusion reigns, ironically, when a red-hot Supreme Court election will happen just weeks away. That election will decide the new majority. If the court changes stripes back to conservative, is there going to be another 180-degree pivot? We need to settle this. I'm looking at you, Madison. The Wisconsin legislature has to issue uniform standards. Kathy Bernier, a former county clerk and former Republican state senator, has a common sense approach. She thinks establishing a chain of custody for ballot retrieval should be standard. She says they need to document who retrieved the ballots, how many they retrieved, and at what time. Pretty simple. If the Republicans balk, they should talk to their counterparts in solidly GOP states like Georgia, Utah, and Florida, which have managed to blend access along with security. The bipartisan Defend Democracy Project urges expedited action. Our leadership includes me, former GOP AG J.B. Van Hollen, Democratic Chair Mike Tate, and former Senate candidate Mandela Barnes. Since the days of fighting Bob La Follette, Wisconsin has been a leader in election reform. And now, sadly, we're a laggard. It's time for us to reclaim our heritage. That's my take. I'm political orphan Scott Kluk.
Political orphan Scott Kluk, always great to hear his voice and his take on this. And this group he's with, a bipartisan group, which includes former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, pardon me, and on the Democratic side, and then Mike Tate, also the former Democratic chair, and then J.B. Van Hollen, former Republican Attorney General, and Kluk, a former Republican. And here is four people from different political stripes and trying to find common sense solutions. I think Kluk and I think former Representative Kathy Bernier are pretty close to dead on. Allow the drop boxes, but simply have a documentating of the chain of custody. Pretty simple. And the fact that it goes back and forth all the time, depending upon who the Supreme Court is, it shouldn't have to be that way. We should have one uniform law like that. And again, drop boxes have been found safe and secure and accurate, and really it encourages people to vote more. And I've talked about it, like we're out here in Richland Center today in Southwest Wisconsin. And in many of the townships, your town clerk is someone who is employed full time somewhere else. These are not big, high paying jobs. You get a small stipend and have to do a lot of work. They're community service jobs. And so rather than having to go vote absentee or early at maybe the clerk's home or on their farm, you could actually have a drop box where you stop by and vote early. And there's nothing wrong with it. So what's your feeling on this? We can take calls after the news here next hour, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd like to hear from you. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. What are your feeling on drop boxes around the state of Wisconsin in terms of voting? Coming up in hour number two, speaking of, we're going to have another episode of What's Worse. And this is fantastic, Zommers. Extended warranties or extended family.
Hi, we'll talk about Todd Albaugh. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Thank you. And we'll also do a little board game of the week and talk sports and news. Come on back. It's hour number two of the Albaugh Show, straight ahead, live on location in Richland Center, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the civic media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After invoking the Alien Enemies Act, President Trump says he believes he has the authority to deport individuals without showing evidence against them in court as this case moves through court. ABC's Karen Travers with more.
The president telling me in the Oval Office Friday.
Well, that's what the law says, and that's what our country needs, because we were, unfortunately, they allowed millions of people to come into our country.
The president kept up his attacks on the federal judge overseeing this case.
You can't stop that with a judge sitting behind a bench that has no idea what goes on, who happens to be a radical left lunatic.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The president talking to reporters, also outlining his plans to shutter the education department, saying Health and Human Services will handle special needs and nutritional programs. A small business administration would take up student loans. Congress is needed to close the department. And volatile storms in store for parts of the country this weekend, packed with powerful winds. This is ABC News.